The following is a DJBC production. School is back in session, and that means one thing. The return of Friday nights full of pomp, circumstance, marching bands, and touchdowns. Friday night high school football is back in Ohio, and with over 700 high schools in the state with football, it means football season's here. Today, tonight, we're going to preview the 2019 season in the Columbus area right here on WCRS-FM Columbus Community Radio. From WCRS-FM at 92.7 and 98.3 FM in Columbus, this is the 2019 WCRS-FM Central Ohio High School Football Kickoff Special with your host, Brian Curtis. Welcome to the High School Football Kickoff Special on WCRS. I am your host, Brian Curtis. Can you believe that summer is almost over and it will be time for football? This Thursday, high school football returns across the great state of Ohio with 10 weeks of high school gridiron glory to prepare you for the playoffs in November. Now, out of those 700-plus schools in Ohio that have football, only 224 will make it to the 11th week of the high school football season, and of those 224, only 7 will be crowned state champions the first weekend of December up in Canton. Hopefully, Central Ohio has a state champion this year. It's been a couple years. We're overdue. We're going to begin this special like we do almost every year with division realignments. We can't avoid them because they happen about every other year based on the sizes of the schools across the state and in our area and a geographically proportioned playoff regions so teams don't have to travel long distances. For example, like in Division 2 last year, Region 7, teams had to travel from Columbus to Youngstown, vice versa. This year's maybe Columbus to Toledo. Hope not, but you never know. But most notably, speaking of which, are the changes in Divisions 1 and 2 in the regions in Division. We're going to focus a lot on that right now. Most notably in Divisions 1 and 2, the two bigger divisions across the state of Ohio, which are Regions 1 through 8. So in Division 1, Central Ohio is represented in not one, not two, but three computer regions. Yes, three. 1, 2, and 3. And the one team that's in Region 1 has probably the slimmest shot of making the playoffs. And even if they do, they're going to have to go all the way up to Cleveland to win it all first. Newark. The Wildcats of Newark. The only Division 1 school in Licking County. They have to go all the way up to Cleveland to play in the playoffs if they make it. Region 2 is like the new West region. It's normally traditionally been like the Northwest and like North Central Ohio teams. But this year it's more like gravitated towards the West. They've moved some of the Dayton area teams to this region. And 5 Central Ohio teams just outside the 270 outer belt are in it as well. Marysville, Dublin-Kaufman, Dublin-Jerome, Hilliard-Bradley, and Delaware-Hays, to be exact, are the 5 schools from our area in Region 2. The other 13 schools are from the Dayton and Toledo areas, and then Findlay. Region 3 is the central region, because there are no teams in Southeast Ohio in Division 1. There haven't been for years. All 18 schools in Region 3 are in our listening area. More on that. On those schools in just a moment. Westerville North returns to Division 1 after several years of being in Division 2, and New Albany keeps on growing and growing and growing, and for the first time ever, the Eagles are in Division 1. And I was reading around doing my research for this podcast, and you know, it was 20 years ago today. That New Albany was in Division 5. That's right, Division 5. On JoeIdle.com from like the 2000 season, New Albany was in Division 5. Now, 20 years later, they're in Division 1. Licking Heights, which is right just to the east, southeast of New Albany, is also in Division 5, was also in Division 5 back then. They're in Division 2. That area has grown exponentially, especially like the Franklin County parts of that school district, which is like north of Broad, State Route 16. And then Region 4, skip that. That's basically schools south of Dayton and then the Cincinnati area. Now, Division 2, we're going to focus mostly in 7 and 8. And why 7 is because before the realignment, it was an utter, complete geographic disaster. You had teams from Columbus having to go up against powerhouse teams from like the Youngstown, Canton area, Akron, and get beat. And also you had teams that missed the playoffs, really good, talented teams. Like you had a last year we had a 9-1 Canal Winchester team whose only loss was in the first game to a 3-7 Thomas Worthington school. Miss out. They were ranked 9th in the region. Walnut Ridge got ahead of them, also at 9-1. Northland was 8-2. They also missed out of the playoffs. New Albany was in Division 2 back then, 7-3. They also missed the cut. The Youngstown area schools, they're in Akron schools are in regions 5 and 6, which is basically Northeast Ohio. They have two regions of their own, 5 and 6. The Toledo area schools in Division 2 are now in Region 7, which also the schools south of like Morse Road are now in Region 8, which is the Dayton-Cincinnati region. And it's a mess. I know, it's a mess. It's a mess. So breakdown of division. We had, as mentioned before, in Divisions 1 and 2, all the things that happened. Also moving up in Division 2, DeSales and second-year high school Olentangy Berlin. Remember, last year, Berlin had no seniors. They were in Division 3 with no seniors. This will be their first year with a senior class. Oh yeah, they're moving up in the world, up in Delaware County. Division 3, Bexley moves back up. They return to Division 3. Marion Franklin returns back down to Division 4. And here's who's some of the teams in our listening area and what regions they're in. Starting in Division 1, we said Newark in Region 1, Region 2, Marysville, Delaware Hayes, Kauffman, Dublin Jerome, Hilliard Bradley. Region 3, the Central Ohio region. Here are the 18 schools. Reynoldsburg, Gahanna, both Pickerington schools, North and Central, Groveport, Madison, Grove City, Central Crossing, Westland, Lancaster, Upper Arlington, New Albany, Westerville North, Westerville Central, Thomas Worthington, Hilliard Davidson, Hilliard Darby, Olentangy Orange, and Olentangy Liberty. In Division 2, the dividing line mostly is Morse Road. So teams that are north of Morse Road are in Region 7, and teams south of Morse Road, with the exception of like Whetstone and Mifflin, are in Region 8. And in Region 7, you have Olentangy, Olentangy Berlin, Big Walnut, Whetstone, Mifflin, Northland, Westerville South, Licking Heights, Watkins Memorial, and Worthington Kilbourne. And Dublin Scioto, forgot them. Dublin Scioto is also in Region 7. Region 8, St. Charles, DeSales, Franklin Heights, West, Briggs, Walnut Ridge, Canal Winchester, Whitehall, and Taze Valley. Also Chillicothe, if you are listening down there. Division 3, all of the Central Ohio schools are in Region 11, which is spread from like London, Madison County, all the way out east, southeastern part of the state. You have Athens is also included in this. Bishop Hartley, Bishop Watterson, Bexley, Eastmore Academy, Beechcroft, Columbus South, Centennial, Granville, Hamilton Township, Jonathan Alder, London, Buckeye Valley, Licking Valley, Independence. In Division 4, you have Lyndon McKinley, Marion Franklin, East, Heath, Bloom Carroll, Utica, Fairfield Union, Circleville, Logan Elm, and Hebron Lakewood. Division 5, Region 18, you have North Union, which is just outside of Marysville. Region 19, Johnstown, Columbus Academy, Bishop Reedy, Amanda Clear Creek, Liberty Union, Johnstown, and Westfall. Westfall is near Circleville, Chillicothe. Region 20, Madison Plains and West Jeff. Region 22 and Division 6, you have schools that are small schools in Knox and Marion County and Morrow County, outlying in that area, plus Northridge, which is in Licking County near Johnstown, outside of Johnstown. And Region 24, In Division 6, the Columbus schools are in the Cincinnati-Dayton region. Fairbanks, which is between Dublin and Marysville, is in there as well. Worthington Christian, Grandview Heights, and Afrocentric. Region 27, Burn Union, Fairfield Christian, Grove City Christian, Newark Catholic, Fisher Catholic, and the new kid on the block, Kip Columbus. Yes, this is, I believe, their first year as a varsity high school team. They will first year in the computer ranking system in Region 27. And Kip Columbus, they have a new campus on the northeast side of town, in northeast Columbus, complete with a new athletic field with artificial turf. And this is their first year, again, in the computer ranking systems. They're in Division 7. Outlying in Marion County in Region 28 is Ridgedale. They are the small little engine that could in Central Ohio. Division 7 has 111 schools, by the way, spread out of four regions, the most. And for more on who's in what region, you can go to OHSAA.org. And coming up now are some big changes, such as the biggest change of all is the Mid-State League. Because gone are London and Madison Plains. The Madison County schools are out of the Mid-State League. They joined the Ohio Heritage Conference along with West Jefferson a couple years back and Jonathan Alder. And then a couple of teams from the outskirts of Marysville joined that league, which is teams mostly from like the Springfield, Urbana, maybe Bell Fountain area. So replacing them is Bishop Reedy in football only, and then other sports like Wellington School, CSG, and girls sports. Buckeye Valley is leaving the Mid-Ohio Athletic Conference. They were one of the original charter members 30 years ago, but since that conference has gravitated further north, past Marion, up to like Galleon, Bucyrus, Buckeye Valley felt uncomfortable having to like go all the way up to Mansfield when they could go towards Columbus. And the Mid-State League needed a void because they lost Madison County times three. Buckeye Valley, they are joining the Mid-State League and the Ohio Division. And in football, Harvest Prep is going to the Ohio Division. Liberty Union is in the Ohio Division in football. Bishop Reedy is playing there in football. So that's the one, that's the eight team a division. So you have Bexley, Grandview Heights, Whitehall, Columbus Academy, and then the four schools I just mentioned, Liberty Union, Harvest Prep, Buckeye Valley, and Reedy. Harvest Prep was in the Cardinal Division, which is only five teams this year, and Liberty Union was in the Buckeye Division, which are teams south of 270. And if you don't know where Liberty Union is, it's east of Pickerington. But yeah, the Buckeye team, they only have five schools because Millersport, once again, is not fielding a football team due to low enrollment. And they haven't been that good. In fact, they've only made one playoff appearance, and that was back in 2002. They've historically been bad. Not centennial bad, more like the Cleveland Browns since they've been resurrected bad. And I should apologize in advance talking about high school football like that, but that's why they dropped football in Millersport. But Buckeye Valley, the travel times are concerning for Buckeye Valley because they're up way up in Delaware and they're used to playing teams from like Marion and then eventually Galleon, and then they used to have North Union, which is just past Marysville. But it's a whole new world in the Mid-State League, kids, because they had to go down to Obatz to play Reedy. They had to go to Bexley. They had to go past Pickerington to play Liberty Union. It's like when Mount Vernon left the OCC because they didn't want to have to go to Hilliard and Dublin and Worthington four times a year, and why Chillicothe left the OCC because they didn't have to want to go up to Dublin or to Upper Arlington or Reynoldsburg every week on a weekday. But it is what it is. Speaking of Reedy's former football home, we're going to talk about them now. And Central Catholic League, another big shakeup with Reedy gone. This is the first time since 1962 that Bishop Hartley and Reedy will not be facing off for what we jokingly have called the Central Catholic League gold title game. Week 3, Bishop Reedy will travel to Bexley to play St. Charles, and Hartley Reedy was the first of a rotation of Reedy playing all four CCL schools. Hartley is now competing up to DeSales type stamina, and they're even playing a DeSales type schedule with a lot of Division 1 and 2 schools. They're playing Austintown Fitch, which is up in Youngstown, Timber Creek from New Jersey, and then Clinton Massey in Division 4, not an easy team. Plus, they have defending Division 5 state champions, Wheelersburg, and so Hartley's playing like a DeSales, Pickerington Central-type schedule, and Reedy can't really compete with the level of teams that Hartley's playing this year. In Pickerington Central, they begin their season with 3 out-of-state teams in a row. Meanwhile, Hartley has replaced Reedy with Gahanna Lincoln in Division 1. This may be their first meeting, or this may be their first meeting in a long time. I tried to find out when, but probably not going to know until like closer to the game when it's in your suburban weeklies. But it's going to be a great matchup because you have kids on both sides who know each other and probably live next to each other. Some of them do, but I don't know that for a fact. We love backyard rivalries for a reason. Live right next to each other. It's like going to be like Catholic school versus public school. Similar to like Hartley's meetings with Eastmore and Bexley, and Watterson playing teams like Kaufman and Upper Arlington, and DeSales playing like Brookhaven, Northland, the Westerville schools, and Gahanna Lincoln as well. And Reedy playing schools like Briggs and Franklin Heights. It's like neighbor versus neighbor. That will be it. There will not be an empty seat at Jack Ryan Field on the 13th of September on the east side. Because Gahanna's like huge. So huge, especially for the east side community, because kids from Hartley and Gahanna Lincoln all are on the east side. They all know each other. But the sizes of Gahanna and Hartley, that's probably going to be the concerning side. But then Hartley, they're now playing, like, as mentioned, the DeSales type schedule, which is ranges from like having a lot of Division One. They're playing more Division One and Two schools. As of lately, Hartley's played North Canton, Hoover, Kilbourn, Central Crossing, those schools. They've moved up in the world from when they were in Division 5 just 5-6 years ago. And St. Charles, Hartley, DeSales, and Watterson in the CCL, they'll be playing teams from the Greater Catholic League this year and next to fill the void left by 2 Cincinnati schools that left the Greater Catholic League for another conference. So that's why you'll see 2 Dayton area schools on their schedules this year and next year. St. Charles, Watterson, and DeSales will play 2 teams from the Greater Catholic League. Hartley's playing 1 because they have a home-and-home with Clinton Massey. So this will be this year and next year. But the big headline, though, is Week 8. And this week, news. This week, news wrote an op-ed about Week 8 and why Week 8 should, in high school football on Friday nights, should remain for high school football. The guys. That's right. The guys play against Northwestern in Evanston on October 18th, which is a Friday night. And there are a lot of big games that week. And more on those games in just a second, the big games. And they're all big rivalry games. And most of those games start at 7. They'll be in the second half by the time the guys play at 8:30. Unless you live in Westerville, that may be concerning because all 3 Westerville schools will be playing on Thursday night that week anyway. Westerville Central is playing at Olentangy Orange in the Thursday night game on CW Columbus. And the Westerville North, Westerville South annual tilt is also Thursday night as well. And that also prompts the question, could other schools move their games to Thursday night or maybe Saturday morning to avoid going up against the guys, because, you know, weekday afternoons are not an option because of rush hour and traffic around the... It's a long, complicated process, but Friday nights belong to high school football, and they should always be for high school football. Even Jim Harbaugh is adamantly against having Big Ten football on Friday night because it belongs to the high school kids. My 2 cents. There are a lot of big games, and among the big games that are that week, you have the Battle of the Bishops, Bishop Hartley and Bishop Watterson. That game is at Ohio Dominican's Panther Field. It's a home game for the Eagles, who will be making the trip from Clintonville to the northeast side. But I think the Hawks might have home advantage in that game, because Hartley's like about 10 minutes away the opposite direction off Livingston Avenue. Perhaps the greatest suburban rivalry along the 270 Outer Belt, Kaufman-Davidson, will be taking place at Hilliard-Davidson, a huge matchup between 2 of our biggest suburbs. Yeah, it was like about 20 years ago, it was just Hilliard versus Dublin. Okay, 25. Other rivalry games that week include Olentangy Liberty at Olentangy, Pickerington Central at Pickerington North, the Battle of Pickerington. These are the last rivalry games for these two teams because of realignment next year in the OCC. In Licking County League, you have the Battle of Broad Street between Pataskala neighbors Watkins Memorial and Licking Heights. In the City League, you have Walnut Ridge at Marion Franklin. That's week 8. Those are the big games week 8. There could be more bigger games based on the records on these schools. And week 8 is usually a big week for rivalry week. It has been for the past few years. But there are rivalry week games almost every week. Like week 6 is the Holy War, Watterson at Sales. Week 9 is the Battle of 256, Reynoldsburg and Pickerington Central. Week 10 are pretty much all of the Columbus City school rivalries, like Whetstone Centennial, Lyndon McKinley East, Walnut Ridge Independence, Beechcroft Northland, and of course, in the Mid-State League, you have the Mayor Headmaster Trophy between Columbus Academy and Bexley, Week 10. And of course, the Battle of Main Streets, Week 7, Bexley's other rival, Whitehall. And of course, you have other ones like the Battle of Worthington, which is Week 4, and Davidson's playing both Darby and Bradley, weeks 2 and 3. Bradley and Darby play each other early on in the season, and the Battle of Hard Road is also week 7. Dublin Syeda, Worthington Kilbourne, a piece of Hard Road on the line. I love these traditions, don't you? This year we talked about the Mid-State League realignments. Next year we'll be talking about the OCC realignments, which were voted on a year and a half ago before Olentangy Berlin opened by the other 31 schools in the OCC. And the small school division, I would believe, would be the 8-team division. And you have the other four would have 6 teams. This is the High School Football Kickoff Show on WCRS-FM and WCRSFM.org. 92.7 and 98.3 FM in the Columbus area, streaming online all over the world at WCRSFM.org. The show is pre-recorded. It is Tuesday afternoon, a week and a half before football season starts, and you know, the CW Columbus has built up a tradition of Thursday night excellence, and this Thursday, the 29th, is the first game, which is basically neighbor versus neighbor, Centennial and Grandview, and that's going to be at Grandview right there at Anderson Field on 3rd Avenue. And Centennial's not one of the big powerhouses in Columbus City schools. They never have been, but they had a good year last year. And Grandview, they play Grandview pretty much almost every year because schools are right next to each other. And that's going to be the first Thursday night game. Week 2, you have Walnut Ridge at Watkins Memorial. Week 3, 2 more Licking County schools, Johnstown at Licking Valley, Thursday night game. Week 4, moves down to Obetz. Hamilton Township hosts Bloom Carroll. Week 5, they go out of this world to Chillicothe as they host Logan. Week 6, you have Bishop Reedy at Columbus Academy. Week 7, a City League South matchup between Marion Franklin as they host Independence. As mentioned, Week 8, Westerville Central at Olentangy Orange. Week 9, Worthington Kilbourne at Hilliard Bradley. And Week 10, this could decide the Central Catholic League division unless Bishop Watterson has a strong season. Or if Al Michaels once said, if you believe in miracles, St. Charles. And this game will be at Jack Ryan Field. DeSales at Bishop Hartley. That's the Thursday Night Light season finale. All 10 games, Thursday nights at 7 on the CW Columbus. And they have this big trophy for the winner at the end of each game. And then ABC6, they do live spots during the 5 and 6 o'clock news, like a pregame show at the schools on Thursday nights. It's pretty neat. If you've never seen a Thursday Night Lights game before, they try to prep it up as like the high school version of like the Sunday night game on it. NBC or the Monday Night Football or ESPN's College Game Day. We have our own little high school version of that. Wow, I mean, yeah, we are. And when I do music and headlines shows in the DJBC Happy Hour, we always tout out, oh, so-and-so won the state title this year. It was a great year. They made it this far. You got to start somewhere. And what's new this year? And in the Mid-State League, in the Cardinal Division, they're down to 5 schools because Rosecrans High School, Bishop Rosecrans in Zanesville, dropped varsity football this year. Rosecrans out of Zanesville, they canceled their season because they only have 8 or 10 players. They didn't have enough players, so they decided to cancel, scrap that, and do 6 8-on-8 scrimmages in lieu of a traditional football season. They're not going to get any points out of this. And the teams that they play won't get any points out of it either because they hope to have more players next year, but they didn't have enough players this year to field a full team. So that's what they're doing out in Zanesville and keeping it in the Diocese of Columbus. But to the CCL again, Bishop Watterson is building a new athletic complex behind their school, and you know, we were thinking they're gonna play this year on their own home field. You know, they've been playing at Hagley Field at Old North High School for years and years on and off, but now that's gonna be a middle school. They're looking to have their own games at home. That was not possible this year. They're still working on the athletic field, so all 4 of their home games this year will be at Ohio Dominican Panther Field. And speaking of Catholic schools playing home games on the road, where every game has been a road game, including the home games, really all of their home games will be played at the Fortress down in Obetz, which is best known as the home of the late, great Ohio Machine lacrosse team. And week 2, also at the Fortress, is the annual Battle of Obetz, because Obetz is in not one but 2 school districts, Hamilton Township versus Groveport Madison, Thursday night, September 5th at the Fortress as well. And yes, every home game has been a road game for Reedy since the beginning. But Watterson's athletic fields are a project of former Buckeye quarterback and NFL quarterback Bob Hoying, who is an assistant coach for Watterson. His son is the starting quarterback at Watterson. And speaking of Watterson, an old familiar name in Watterson coaching returns to the sidelines. Mike Golden returns to coaching. He is the longtime coach at Watterson. He had stops at New Albany, Upper Arlington, and Delaware Hayes as well. Golden is the new head coach in Bexley, and he stepped away from coaching to focus on his health, especially when he battled cancer. And Bexley, they're excited to have a leader like Mike Golden coaching their team. It was just 3 years ago the Lions were 11-1, had a perfect regular season, but since then they've only won 1 game, and they're looking to have a complete turnaround down on Cassingham Road in Bexley. And of course there are the usual coaching shakeups that have happened during the offseason. Joel Cutler returns to Bishop Reedy after being the coach at Upper Arlington for the past several years. Those are just among the coaching shakeups that have happened in the off season in the area. And we're running out of time, so each Wednesday or Thursday, we're on the WCRS Facebook page. We're going to have a preview of each week and the key games to watch for every week on the WCRS Facebook page. So check that out on facebook.com/WCRSLPFM. And November 8th is when the second season begins the playoffs. November 3rd is when the playoff pairings will be announced on Sunday morning. The 224 schools, 32 in each division, that will make the playoffs, which are the first weekend in December up in Massillon and Canton, up in the Canton area. With that said, this has been the WCRS High School Football Kickoff Special on WCRS-FM 92.7, 98.3, streaming online all over the world at WCRSFM.org.